Zondervan presents A Montclair Homecoming, the concluding volume of the Brides of Montclair series by Jane Pert, read by Renee Rodman. Part 1. Chapter 1. Dr. Evan Wallace ripped off his latex gloves and tossed them into the waste receptacle. He stepped back from the operating table while the anesthetized patient was lifted onto the gurney. Its side rails were adjusted, and the patient was wheeled away to recovery. He pulled down his surgical mask and raised his strong-featured, deeply tanned face up to the balcony of the fourth-floor operating room, where a group of surgical residents, medical students, and nurses had been observing the surgery. His keen blue eyes scanned the expressions of those leaning forward against the railing. "Any questions?" he asked. He waited a full minute. When none were raised, Dr. Wallace spun on his heel and left. After he disappeared through the swinging door, a murmur circulated through the assembled audience. Awed comments, complimentary remarks. Watching Dr. Wallace was always an extraordinary experience. The fact that nobody seemed to have a question was due mainly to the fact that while his hands moved, he explained each detail of the intricate procedure. When it was completed, there remained nothing but admiration and respect for the surgeon's skill. In the corridor outside, the doctor walked toward the waiting room to speak to the relatives of the patient on whom he had just operated. As he passed the nurse's station with only a brief nod, Ginny Stratton exchanged a significant glance with another OR nurse. Dr. Wallace was an enigma on the floor. He was considered cold, aloof, self-absorbed.